Southampton's Voice.
Voice FM.
Hello, I'm Gemma Paddington, host of the Healthy Lifestyle on Voice FM, and one of the main subjects we're really focused on at the moment is the menopause. Now, many women are unaware of the symptoms and the causes, and that keeping fit is a key part of making the menopause a lot easier to cope with. Another aspect is how it affects people at work and the impact it can have on female employees, not only in the office but also at home. So I was delighted to have the opportunity to talk about all of this with top athlete Dame Kelly Holmes, who is an advocate for mental health and herself has woken up to the problems females go through, but also bringing some solutions for employers. I started by asking her if understanding the menopause and the perimenopause was becoming a passion for her.
Oh, this is such a passion because I actually am one of those women that had no idea what even perimenopause symptoms were, when it affects your body. I'm in denial of age. I've always been sort of fit and healthy. And suddenly I got to a point of life where I'm questioning things happening in my body, like body pains. You know, you're a PT, right?
Yeah.
Going it, we all know the difference between muscle fatigue, DOMS, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
I was getting body pains. I was getting this extreme pains in my wrists and my bones. And I was like, this isn't right. And then I was feeling really lethargic. And I think that was because my sleeping was going weird. I wasn't getting sleep at night or waking up in the middle of the morning. I thought, something's not right. And then, of course, I started looking into this and hearing more discussion on perimenopause and thought, oh, gosh, okay, that's me. So I'm in a phase of acceptance, but I'm also in a phase of knowing that it's important to talk far more about it because so many women are suffering.
Absolutely. And I think I went to a menopause awareness course on Friday, and they said that actually it can cost employers about £35,000 a year to replace females in the workplace, because we get to that point in life where we feel like because we're going through the perimenopause, we feel we have to leave our jobs or we're turning down job promotions. So you've teamed up with a supplement company called, is it Lyma?
Yeah, L-Y-M-A, yes.
So tell me a bit more about what they stand for and how they can help us as females.
Oh, brilliant. Well, so Lyma, basically, they're a well-tech company and a supplement specialist. And what they're trying to do is encourage employees to offer more recognition and support for women experiencing the menopause symptoms at work. But what they also do with their them in particular, because I don't know whether you're on HRT or you're not on HRT, or if you tried it or you haven't, every woman, as you know from your course, is advised in a different way, because HRT is great for some of the symptoms that we get, like brain fog and producing anxiety and hormone balance, but not everybody can take it. So I'm not currently on it because it wasn't alleviating the symptoms. So I decided to go down the supplement route. But the reason why I started working with Lyma is because I wanted to know that I'm going with a brand that's got is properly formulated, that has been validated, that has got a team of doctors who are trained about what is going into this supplement. So I started to work with them. But I think what's more important, as we said at the beginning, was around what support can women get at work, because there isn't enough policies put in place.
Yeah.
And Lyma have come up with a menopause guide for employers. And what that is about how to develop a menopause policy, what's the processes and network support you'll have at work, how to approach your GP or an employer. Because as you know, and you probably speak to a lot of women, some of the symptoms are pretty embarrassing and they get a laugh. You know, like when you're having the hot flush, we can, as women, laugh about, oh, God, the flush. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
And I need a van, or turn down the heat or whatever. But not everybody gets that. But those that do, it is actually embarrassing for women who sit in a workplace environment and they're getting a hot flush. It's pretty embarrassing for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But not everyone will go through that. So the whole point about the workplace is if let's just say you're between, I mean, you can get menopause symptoms at late 30s, but say your biggest part of your working life between 40 and 60 is where you want to be most inspired, most really positive. You want to go up the ladder. You want to come back. You might have had children, but now you're coming back in force. And then you feel, oh my God, now I've got brain fog. Oh my God, my energy. And you're worried about telling your employer, I'm suffering. You know, I've had a really bad night's sleep, or, you know, I'm feeling more anxious. It doesn't mean you're not good at your job. But your first thought as an employee is, I can't dare tell my employer, because how are they going to look at me? What are they going to think? And so it's this conversation is, how does employers start to recognize that a massive part of their talented work pool are either going to leave, or you're not getting the best out of them if you don't support them? And this happened for years. Can you imagine how many women have left their job?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Like you say, we go around into the workplace and do menopause awareness courses to help people and employers understand, actually, just as females, what we have to go through. But I think you're absolutely right. I think if there's more people out there, more employers that can understand, actually, this isn't a bad thing. If we just understand what we go through and have that support in place, we won't feel so embarrassed to talk about, oh, more openly in the workplace, what's going on with us.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've got to stop the taboo of conversation. You know, I used to talk about mental health in the workplace. That was always a taboo subject. Now it's widespread that every corporate that I go and speak to have a policy in place about mental health awareness, because it's things that we will suffer with. But when you come to menopause, unfortunately, the link between mental health and menopause is slightly getting muddled up, because actually one of the symptoms of menopause, of course, is anxiety. Now, anxiety is something that a lot of people will get in their life anyway, and stress and things. But if a hormone balance is exacerbated, making that worse, right, you've got to recognize that that actually is a problem of a menopause that you're out of control of. So instead of for example, some women, they go to a doctor and they will describe feeling anxious, low, you know, kind of aren't sleeping enough. And the doctor normally, inevitably, because the conversation on mental health has been at the front, will describe them with depression or, you know, giving a tablet. Well, actually, it might not be to that extreme, because anyone that's had depression will know the difference between depression and anxiety to do with hormone changes. So it's that whole understanding that a female's got to be able to go in and say all the other symptoms. Have a list. If you go to your doctor, have a list of all your symptoms, but never start with I'm depressed. Go with I am not sleeping well. I feel like I've got brain fog. Feel like, you know, my hormones are all over the place. My hair, my skin, I'm feeling like irritable. Start with that, because, you know, we are having more conversation to make change, but you want doctors to understand they need to support you, but equally that then has to come back to the company, as I said.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, so many females go into the GP, we get misdiagnosed because as estrogen drops, it is a neurotransmitter of the brain, so we do get more anxious. And you're absolutely spot on, Dame Kelly Holmes. The amount of women that go in there and get misdiagnosed and get sent away with antidepressants, and actually... Yep. We need that support. We need either the HRT or, you know, natural supplements, and more people, even GPs, need more training to understand just how detrimental this can be on a female's life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because I think if you think about it, over the years, it's affected relationships. It's affected job prospects. It's affected just how women feel that they can continue to achieve at the highest level in their workplace. And I also think, you know, one of the things I realized going around corporates, there's a lot of women at high positions. Women supporting women is critical, because if women can start this whole conversation, who people that are at the top of their game in the workforce, and say, we are without a doubt putting a written policy in place to support our women workforce, then that is going to be a much better place for people to come to, a
company that everybody respects, and women are going to feel valid. And I think that's what we want to get to a point now, that we're quite open with this conversation, that put the support in place, allow people to get that support. And as you asked me earlier, I've been working with Lima. They've got a great site, lima.life, where women can go and get MOTs around supplementation, or what's right for them, what's wrong for them, etc. So it's worth having a look on there to get more support.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
From every culture
over the world
to right here
in our ports and our city,
people make
Southampton Voice FM.
Sweet Pea Florists, Bridge Road, Wolston.
Sweet Pea Florists, for all occasions and celebrations. Sweet Pea Florists.
Call Southampton 02380 433154, or visit them at sweetpeaflorist.co.uk. Flowers for all occasions.
Sweet Pea Florists.
Visit the girls in the flower shop on the corner of Bridge Road and Defender Road, Wolston.